Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate you. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, my name is Eva Bates and I am a recent graduate of Father Mercury High School.
There we go. Now, are you originally from Fort McMurray or the East Coast?
Well, my mom's family is from the East Coast, but I've been living in Alberta my whole life.
Okay.
My mom's side's from Quebec, Nova Scotia area, or New Brunswick area, give or take.
Okay.
And then my dad's from England.
Oh, what part of England?
Tamworth. So southern, southern England. It's hard to really give an estimate of the area, but
you would say it and describe it, and I wouldn't know where you're talking about anyway. So
there's a landmark nearby, I just can't remember off the top of my head.
Have you been able to go back and check it out?
I've been there about 5 times in my life.
Really?
About 4 or 5 times, I think maybe 4.
Cool.
Oh yeah, I love it there.
What were the ages that you were able to go back?
Oh, it's a lot more when I was like younger, from like till maybe age like 11, 12.
Okay.
But I did go, I think maybe not this Christmas, but the Christmas before, like right after Christmas, I was able to go back and visit family.
Cool. What is England like at Christmas time?
Well, this was early January, so I found it was definitely a lot different from here.
Okay.
We're used to blizzards.
Yeah.
Piercing cold, and it was chilly, it was wet. There was maybe occasionally in England a little bit of snow, but really that's the most they get. But it's kind of like a cold spring.
Okay.
Our cold spring just all throughout the season.
And did it feel extra Christmassy? Because like I just think of every Christmas movie as like England, you look at the postcards, like it might be England or in the countryside or somewhere. I would imagine being there at that time of year, it's got to look a certain way.
There wasn't, honestly, not too much.
Really?
Not from what I remember. And like I said, we were there after the fact, where everything kind of
shut down
and they went back to their normal routines. It was not much different than how it usually is there.
And so what's it usually like there? You say you really like it. You lit up when you said it, like, oh, I love England. So what about that country really gets you excited?
A lot of family. Also, it's a lot of family I don't really ever get to see, but there's a lot of historical landmarks. I have been to numerous castles. I've been to museums. I've seen giant portions of shipwrecks that don't even compare to the size of this room.
Okay.
In like these museums, just because they have so much history there, and honestly, they have a really large dog community there. They really value taking care of their animals, and I really love dogs, so I got to see a lot of different breeds I usually wouldn't see. And I work at a pet store, so I've seen a lot, but there's a lot more variety there. It was really nice to be able to experience that as well.
Yeah, pet store. Which pet store are you working at?
I work at the Thickwood Pet Value.
Okay, and so you're a dog person, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Do you own any dogs currently?
Yes, I have. My mom has a German Shepherd. My dad and stepmom have a poodle mix, and they also have a little something. Yeah, he's a little mutt. We don't really know what he is.
Okay.
But they're my babies.
If you could have a dream dog, what would it be?
They're called Silken Windhounds. There's a breed of sighthound, and they're so cute.
Okay. And so how big of a dog? I'm getting into animals. Tanner has been, like, I used to be deathly afraid of dogs. But now, like, I like dogs. I'm having fun with them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what dogs are. So explain what that dog is.
They're an animal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Well, they're an American breed of sighthound originally created in the 80s.
Okay.
Give or take. They're, sorry, mostly made up of, like, dogs like borzois. So they were, they're skinnier.
Okay.
I can't remember how tall they usually get, but I would consider them, like, a medium-sized dog. Yeah. They're pretty friendly. They're very, very smart. They're fast. They love people, all their dogs. They're adorable. They're definitely, I feel like, if someone were to say, I've never had a dog before,
yeah,
would I really want to get one? I think that's definitely a breed I would point them towards, just because they're smart and I would consider them pretty neutral.
Okay. Nice. Now, change of gear completely.
Yeah.
We're talking about art here today. So tell me a little bit about your component or what you're working on when it comes to that dumpster.
Well, I'm working on the top of the dumpster, and I was added onto the project a little bit later than everyone else.
Okay.
So when I started working on it, I saw that they had two sides where elements of, like, there's space, there's garbage, like touching on how much garbage ends up in the space, up in the atmosphere and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other side where it talks about the complete other end of the spectrum, where there's these deep sea creatures that are being affected by pollution and garbage. And I kind of wanted to tie both of those in with having the top view of the dumpster be of like when you're looking down at water, and then eventually adding stars to tie both of those in. Hmm. Also, of course, since it's the Father Merck graduates, I wanted to add Father Merck class of 2025 on top to really, really bring it all together, bring in all the wonderful people who have come to work on this, and like try and make people feel proud for being a part of something bigger than they are, something so important that's going to be spread around the community to spread a positive message.
Very cool, very cool. So with all of that going on the dumpster, like, how did you really decide, like, I'm going to do this? Is this this collaboration in regards to, did you talk to your teacher? Did you talk to, like, the other kids on the project? Like, how does, like, creativity to me just comes from all these weird places. And when you have to collaborate with people, I find it really, for me, is, you can't always collaborate well with everybody, mm-hmm. you know? So how did that work with you?
Well, when I'm creating art, I find if I let myself kind of do my own thing is when I really start to bring out, like, my real creativity. Yeah. But I still wanted to, of course, incorporate everyone else's pieces in there. Mm-hmm. And I think through being able to, like, I would consider a lot of those people good friends, all of them. I think they're all wonderful. I think getting along with those people makes such a difference. Because if you don't like them, it's going to be hard to relate to them in any way, right?
Right.
I think through having a good relationship with my peers and my teacher and getting their opinions to not necessarily take it word by word, but like take it in and add it on and to inspire me into creating something different, but still being able to incorporate all the other people who worked onto it.
Yeah.
Just getting them to inspire me through their point of view. Having their point of view makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've touched on, like, you're comfortable with everybody in here. How long have you been in this art program for?
Well, I've been, I started art 10 in early grade 11.
Okay.
Or no, late grade 11, I did art 10. And I did 20 and 30 in my last year of high school.
Okay.
So a lot of these people I've known from other classes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like Danny, I've known from other friends. Jonathan, I've known for a long time just because my other friends. And it just so happened a lot of them were like-minded and like to work on art as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that being in the art class and working on this mural with them really pushed me further and got me to develop a closer relationship with them as well.
Cool. That's really neat. So you said you were graduated earlier, or like you graduated. Mm-hmm. Oh no, still got time? Okay, cool. You said you graduated earlier. So what are you thinking you want to do next?
I plan on going to Immaculate to upgrade my courses, but after that, I'm also going to Keanu to pursue social work.
Okay.
I plan on doing my diploma there and my bachelor's if they have the coursework.
Yeah.
If not, I plan on transferring somewhere south.
Okay. So staying in Alberta for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Not going back to England?
No.
Are you going to try to travel back there though, now that like you're all finished?
I'd like to. Not this summer, but in the future, I definitely would love to go back.
I have to. Okay, nope, sorry, we are out of time. Unfortunately, Tanner has tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'd like to shout out my mom for always encouraging me.
There we go. That was a great shout out. Okay, well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.